The Lord be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. When his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found with child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Such was his intention when, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home, for it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet, Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. When Joseph awoke, he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him, and took his wife into his home. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you,
Lord. Evangelii Dicta. So maybe a little bit of context for what's going on here. In the Law of Moses, there was the betrothal for the marriage. And at that point, you were actually married, right? The legal marriage occurred at this betrothal. But it said before they lived together. Well, there was this custom in the Law of Moses that you would live apart for a time. So you'd be betrothed, you would legally marry, but then you would live apart still. You'd still live in your family's homes for a year. And a big part of that was to ensure that any children of the marriage were from that marriage, right? That was the idea, one of the reasons. But it could be waived, right? So you could say, okay, well, I'm not going to observe that custom. We'll just come to the home immediately. Of course, then there'd be this idea then you couldn't exactly turn around then and claim that any children aren't yours. And so Joseph is in a bit of a pickle, right? He's in the situation where, well, if I take Mary into my home, and clearly she's going to have a baby, she'll at some point it'll be clear, and people can do math, and realize, well, so either this is going to reflect bad on me, right? I look impatient, depending on the tradition, right? That where there's different thoughts. I don't think the church has really come down one way or the other whether Joseph was a young man or an old man. But if you're following the tradition that Joseph was an old man, right, that and he was marrying Mary sort of as a kind of a legal protector, the guardian, just the way society was structured. Her status as a virgin was known, this idea that then she shows up pregnant, well, then it also looks bad on Joseph. Like, you were supposed to be, you were supposed to be this, sort of chaste guardian for this consecrated person. And, what's wrong with you? Right? And, okay, well, and even the social awkwardness aside, of like, oh, well, you're so impatient, or, oh, my goodness, you reneged on this commitment you were supposed to take. Also, if he went forth and presented himself as if he was the child's father, you feel that, well, is that untrue, right? If I'm putting myself, I'm not claiming I'm his actual father, but if I sort of bring her into my home and kind of tacitly sort of live as a family, would people just assume something that's not in fact true? Okay, then what do I do? Do I then clarify the matter, make very clear what's going on here? But he didn't know about the Holy Spirit having announced to her, so he didn't know what happened. He says he was a righteous man and not willing to expose her to shame, and that's another complication. Okay, well, the easy solution under the Law of Moses would say, my wife is pregnant. I am not the father. again, do the math. There must have been an affair, and that's against the law of Moses, and I could condemn her. But the problem is that, being the aggrieved party, he's the one who would have to condemn her. But he's a righteous man. He's a righteous man, so he wants to follow the law, but he doesn't want to expose her to shame. Right? He doesn't want her to... He's compassionate, right? He knows that the law is rather harsh for adultery. Now, of course, Mary, you know, everything's kosher, right? I mean, literally, it's Jewish law. I mean, everything's appropriate, right? The Holy Spirit conceived this child in her. There's this miraculous situation. Everything's above board. And yet the situation is extremely complicated on the human level, on the social level. Even the Holy Family had family drama going on. And I think getting to the nitty-gritty of the difficulties they were in is maybe is a place in which we can take some solace in a world that has so many complicated circumstances surrounding family life. And people can sometimes get themselves wound up in all sorts of nets and bonds and all sorts of situations that are really hard to untangle, if they can be untangled at all. Right? All this stuff, all, you know, children and marriages and relationships and people living together and not living together, and just, it can all be very complicated. And people being in sort of irregular family circumstances is one of the things that constitutes, for a lot of people, the greatest barrier to them practicing their faith, right? If someone is sitting there in a perpetual state of adultery, they can't receive sacraments, right? Well, I suspect my first marriage was invalid, so it turns out this marriage I'm in right now would be valid if the church would just recognize it, except that you don't know that for sure. You do need to go through the work. You do need to figure out the status of these things. And it's hard. And it's difficult. And sometimes there's barriers. And there's sometimes you find yourself that you're in quite the pickle. It's like Joseph found himself in quite the pickle. And so I suppose one level that you can, those who are in complicated, or those who have in the, within their families complicated circumstances around marriage and family and children and things, take heart, right? Again, different reason, and there was no moral problem in the equation. That's a difference between perhaps them and us, right? Is that in the Holy Family there wasn't a moral problem. No one committed any sin in this circumstance. But nonetheless, they were in a complicated situation that people can say, like, look, they know what it's like to have to untangle complicated family circumstances. But at the same time as well, the Holy Family can sort of shore us up by reminding us that these circumstances, these difficulties are not intractable. Right? There is a way through them. There is a morally appropriate way through these. They can be complicated. They can be tough. They can be nerve-wracking. They can be emotionally charged. But there is a way through that is pleasing to God. And so there's no sense of, oh, despairing, like, well, I'm in this weird situation, and I just, you know, it's just the way things are, right? I got myself in this pickle, so now I can't go to communion anymore. It's like, no. Fix it. It's fixable. It may be a complicated net you got yourself wrapped up in, but we can pick it apart. It's going to take effort on your part, sure, but you can figure a way through this without compromising, without saying, well, I'll just let that one slide. Well, we can, maybe the church shouldn't be so harsh on this. Yeah, well, maybe things are... That you just get the program. The modern world's different than things used to be. No. Instead, like in all things, say, I need to conform myself to the truth. And if I take the time and effort to conform myself to the truth, it turns out there's a way through this. In Joseph's case, he had this revelation, this miraculous thing. You know, we shouldn't expect revelations, but Joseph had this prophetic dream and was explained, everything is okay, Joseph. Don't be afraid to take your wife into your home. Right? She was faithful to you. She's not been unfaithful to you. It doesn't say it here, but like, you know, well, what about the people who think that I'm some, you know, impatient, if he's a young man, kind of this impatient, impulsive guy, or the old man, if he's an old man, like, oh, there, what are the people who will start rumors of him, some sort of lecher? It's like, don't worry about it. It's not true. Don't worry about what other people think. Worry about what God thinks. And don't be afraid to take your wife into your home. Well, what about the child? Well, adoption is as good as blood. In fact, that's part of the plan here. Because through Joseph adopting Jesus, Jesus is part of the line of David. He's also connected to David through Mary by blood, but that's not how primogeniture, you know, heredity worked in that society. So he needed that claim through Joseph. And so Joseph adopting him actually makes things better. It solves an issue. It's part of a fulfillment of God's plan to have Joseph adopt Jesus, to be his foster father, which is, again, as good as blood. So, don't let anything be a barrier to God. Don't let anything be a barrier to your relationship with God, I guess is my point. You know, even the Holy Family had to untangle things, but they were able to do it. There is no complicated circumstance you can be in life. You know, family related to others. This is just about this complicated family situation, but whatever sin or alienation from God or difficulty or hang up or name your thing standing between you and the relationship with God you either want to have or should want to have. There is a way through without compromising the truth one iota. So stop wasting time alienated from the one who wants you to have peace and joy and love and fullness of life.